Yeah, my name is Francis Zajcek, and I live in Berlin now nearly 30 years. And I was born in Hamburg and brought up in the south of Germany. And yeah, what do you want to know?
What is your profession? What did you study?
I'm an artist, and I have various medias and topics, and I can say in the concept art and art in the public space, main topics. And I studied pedagogic or education and social science in the Technical University of Berlin, and after that, after my degree, I studied fine arts at the University of Art in Berlin. Yeah, and after that, since that times, I have exhibitions and are involved in competitions for art in public space. And besides of that, I teach at various art schools and University of Arts in different places in Germany. And yeah, that's what I do.
Good, and you decided to make a statement for two questions today, and maybe you start with number one.
Yeah, I prepared a little bit, and I wrote it down, so I will read it. The first issue is principles of education in the modern society. I want to tell some notions in terms of that. So, in my background, at the beginning, I made, as I said, the degree in education and social science. After that, I made the master in fine arts and visual design. So, at first, in terms of education, I will mention one or two targets. In my notion, education means the challenge towards schools or families or the public to encourage and to support children and teenagers during their childhood and adolescence in order to enable them to develop their own humanistic and democratic worldview. Everything all right?
Everything all right.
If more and more people from different countries of the world live together on narrow space in the big cities of the world, we have to arise a culture of nonviolent, humanistic, and democratic communication and interaction. That means at school it has to be established a basic knowledge of what the needs of the communities are. That causes new subjects at school. What I was thinking of that. Scholars should learn theoretically and practically subjects like ethic and philosophy, psychology and history of religions. There have to be established practical courses where scholars can experience in the everyday life the work in social and public services, and by that what the public is all about. They should notice that they are part of it and they have an active voice. I've brought up my son. He's now 20 years old, and he went to an ordinary public school in Berlin, in one of the more disadvantaged communities where we live. So what I observed during the school days of my son was that the children, and especially the teenagers, are not really expected to become an adequate member of us, of our society. Then teenagers will, if they feel like that, teenagers will drop out and easily get into the world of drugs or political fundamentalism. To avoid this, learning at school should be more integrated in the communities and politic work. Scholars should get their tasks and the feeling that they are really expected to join the democratic society and to arise their own ideas. The society has to make obvious that this ideas or these ideas are required by the creativity of the growing generation. Especially the highly developed societies have to offer more basic education to their disadvantaged people. There are many tasks and targets which are worth to think about. At school and in social institutions, it should be a main target to establish lessons or workshops where children and teenagers can experience how people get along with each other without violence and anger. Non-violent trainings, as they are much more used in United States already, psychological help for depressed children and teachers as well, more mediation and knowledge about healthiness, etc., are the basics which cannot be missed any longer in the curricula. So this is my statement for this first point, principles of education in modern society, and I prepared another one to the principles of education in contemporary art. You have some questions or any questions to this first statement?
I think for the audience I would find very interesting that you mention maybe when you went to school, at what times you studied, and maybe let's say about the educational ideas you had back then, you and I think also your parents.
Mm-hmm. So I went to school in the early 60s, and I started to study in 1975. So I was a child of who was brought up in the mood of the 68 movement in Germany, and when I started to study, I was politicized very much by these ideas, and we thought we really can change the world and our society. We had this very little small Western society in the view, and everything else has been behind the iron curtain, and so it was quite easy to think about this changing the world. And my attitude towards idealistic educational notions, I think it came out also by the attitudes of my parents, who has been the generation of the after war 50s situation, where the intellectuals and what is aufgeklärte where the people really want to overcome the Nazi trauma, and I think their idea has really been to focus on education and to really turn around the ethic and aesthetic ground, and to make everything new and to start new. And my parents both, my father was teaching at a faculty of visual design in Ulm. It has been a very special school in the tradition of the Bauhaus, and it had also social ideals, and my mother was studying there as a student. So perhaps I got this by my parents also. That is my background. And I was very much into politics in the 70s and younger 80s. I did. I worked in newspapers, left-wing newspapers, and in the communities, and did projects in the communities before I really started my art practice. And still, it's an issue for me. And still, it's a. I still have this idealistic thing in my work. Not that revolutionary attitude anymore, but there is something of it.
And so what I basically got out of your statement was that you are requesting more links between the theoretical input in adolescent education and the practical realities of these young people. Is that right? That you say whatever they learn has to be practically be applied in real life.
Yes. Very. Yeah, that's very right. Because without practical use, you don't really. I mean, all this learning at school is not worth really. No value if you don't have a practical. Idea of that. Yeah, I think that's enough. I want to tell you something about my ideas about the principles of education in contemporary art, which turns out of this what I just mentioned. As I mentioned, in terms of education in the society, also art schools and or University of Arts seem to require a new attitude towards some new developments. Art students has been educated to these days to become a selfish, egomaniac or egomaniac pop star in fine arts. That has to be changed, and here and there it has already changed. I will tell you why I think this. If artists more and more put their art production into fields within the society, like community-based projects and work with participatory strategies, they can't any longer hold up the notion of the unique art genius. Art students and lecturers as well has to get a chance to learn cooperation, to practice teamwork on special issues, and collaborate wherever they can, and to bring things together. Since my own studies at the Art College in Berlin, I could experience the very inside view of an art school or the University of Art, one of the public universities of art in Berlin, during my time as a guest professor. In 2003 until 2004, I was teaching basic training of the rudiments of visual design and fine arts. In this case, I appreciate the basic interdisciplinary courses what different art schools in Germany offer to their students during the first year in tradition of the Bauhaus. In this first year, students of all subjects work together in workshops and classes, theoretically and practically. My opinion as a teacher or lecturer was to bring the things together and to develop an attitude towards the art production, which includes teamwork and collaboration by different familiar fields, applied art on one hand and fine arts as well on the other hand as well. If the students get to know each other in the beginning of their studies, they can develop a kind of a partnership which belongs in their professional life, or which they can establish in their professional lives. I think this is a quite good outview for everybody. And I made this experience that it's very good to really collaborate with different people who I studied with, who did like design or architecture or everything. What is around in what you can learn at the art school, and if you work together, you see much more that it's one big cake. Like what the particular generation develops. Where am I now? In terms of education in contemporary art, I would recommend to the University of Art to establish more spirit towards communication and interaction instead of cultivating hierarchies and singular ingeniousness. If artists are, I mean, I know that I'm, that there are different notions on that, but my opinion is that if artists are going to establish a new paradigm with their art production in the social process and in the field of operating processes, like in liberal economical societies as we have in Germany, they have to be able to understand the deeper structures of the society. They should be able to do fundamental research in the particular scientific field, and also should be able to communicate respectfully with other people. For this reason, I recommend to establish some new theoretical subjects in art schools or universities of arts, like social and education science, politics, anthropology, psychology, and on the other hand, practically, I would recommend workshops to practice methods of research or investigation work, of collecting statistics, knowledge about applied or descriptive statistics, and other professional skills. Only to mention some of what you could mention. But there's missing one point which I would like to mention in the end. And what I will refer on. During the last 10 years, I often have been invited, as I said, to art competitions for artwork in the public space. For that, I mostly tried to develop drafts and models which refer on a special context of the place or the community, and which were only temporarily planned, and which dealt with participatory strategies. But I made the experience that this notion of contemporary art to these days has been very badly mediated, or rarely, to the art market and to the public. Nowadays, it's slowly getting possible to represent temporary and community-based art projects into the public. But still, there is a lack of art criticism or review interest in this field. If no one does criticize and rate this kind of artistic work in the middle of society, the so-called event manager will get over the kind of art, will use the ideas for their consumption-oriented purposes. This requires two things. On one hand, you need more interest by the art critics, and that causes also that at the university we require a professorship in art history, what refers on contemporary social scientific art production in that direction. I see a change of theoretical studies in terms of art. and also a change in the education of curators and art historians. So this was my last point.